Boots leak. She reached down to touch her foot. My feet are soaking. She pushed her hand up under her skirt, hooked a thumb behind the elastic waistband of her pantyhose, and edged it down to her thighs. She lowered herself onto the edge of a chair and peeled off the wet stockings. Hello, Mummy. The connection gave a slight echoing quality to the boy's voice. Hello, darling. I hoped it was you. Sorry I was so long. How are you? Is everything all right? While her son reassured her that he was well and explained that he was telephoning from his housemaster's study, Abby made a silent signal to Mrs. Tranter and mouthed, Pass me a towel. Then it was her turn to answer questions. She rubbed her feet as she spoke. Yes, Daddy and I are fine. He's in London today, but he'll be back this evening. Now tell me, what's happening down there? Peter retailed the school news as though he were reading it from a prepared statement. He explained that all the boys were being allowed to telephone their parents. Abby wondered if the housemaster was in the study with the boy. The picture of her son was very clear in her mind. Tall for 11, but too thin. Like hers, his hair was fair. And, as always, whenever she spoke to Peter on the telephone, her image of him began to focus on his wrists. No shirt or blazer cuffs ever seemed long enough to cover the bony wrists. Peter ended with, And that's about all. Abby said, It sounds quite exciting, like being under siege. Classes are going on as normal, though, are they? Yes, he said. Worst luck. His mother laughed. Ah, cheese. Look, darling, will you ring again before the end of the week? And then to make it sound more casual, I'm not at all worried. But I do want to hear what's happening. They've closed the village school for a couple of days, so I thought they might be sending all of you home. Peter said there'd been rumours about a special holiday for the emergency, but that the head had decided against it. He finished by promising to telephone on Friday. Try and call in the evening, and then you can talk to Daddy too. And don't you dare go breaking bounds and sneak off into town. Take care of yourself, darling. Talk to you Friday. Bye. Bye-bye. Abby waited until she heard the connection break, then put the receiver back on the rest. She rubbed the towel vaguely over her damp hair. Mrs. Tranter waited for a report. Is he all right? She demanded finally. Oh, I'm sorry. Abby roused herself. Yes, he's fine. She shivered. I'd love a coffee, Mrs. Tranter. Instant will do. The woman pressed the switch in the handle of the kettle. Apparently they've closed off the school. Nobody coming in or going out. The tradesmen leave things at the gates, and when they've